little bit about myself, y'all. I gave my life to the Lord at a young age. I didn't really walk with him when I was younger. You know, God grabbed my heart around 22, 23 years old, and I drug my wife with me. Sorry. But I'd just like to talk about identity today, because I believe, you know, here in America, I believe our identity is shot. And everybody looking to be with a family, or everybody looking to be around somebody to make them feel as if they're worthy. So we're just going to touch on identity today. And I'd just like to start with we'll go all the way back to Genesis, where it all started. All right, so we're going to take a little trip today. So y'all hold on. All right, buckle your seatbelt. So I'll start with Genesis 1:27. It says, "So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them male and female." So that's our foundation. All right? Yes, now, if you confuse at all of who you are, this right here should tell you who you belong to. Amen. All right? God don't make no junk. I want y'all to know that, okay? We shouldn't find our identity in sports. We shouldn't find our identity on our job, even the person beside us. Your identity is found in your creator, right? Y'all know that. So that's what we're gonna go on over to Matthew 4. Matthew 4, y'all should know a little bit about it. Jesus got tempted in the wilderness. And I believe that's where our identity get tested, is in the wilderness, in the dark places. You know, it's easy to know who you are when everything's going good. You know, it's easy to know who you are when your bank account look pretty good. You can go out, buy whatever you need. You know, buy the next person something, and the next person. But it's those times where that bank account is red. Got the little minus sign in front of it. I've seen that a few times. Shoot, I may see it next week. I don't know. But I know who I am. Amen. I know who created me. I know who got the abundance. Yeah. That's where I want to be. So in that meantime, in that wilderness, this is where we find our identity. We're going to read 1 through 11. It says, "Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of that time, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread.' Jesus answered," this red letter stuff, "Scripture says a person cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that God speaks." So in the wilderness, Jesus knew his purpose, all right? We have to know our purpose to attack back at the enemy, because he's going to come strong. He's going to come at your weakest moment. 40 days and 40 nights without eating, I know I'll be pretty weak. I can't handle a day. So I can already understand how Jesus has felt. He could have fell to that temptation. But he knew who he was. Right. We have to know who we are. We're going to go on to number 5 here. So then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest part of the temple. He said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump. Scripture says he will put his angels in charge of you. They will carry you in their hands so that you never hit your foot against a rock." The devil knows scripture too. I think the devil left out a word or two. I think he left out a word or two, but he knows scripture. He got a counterattack. But we got to fight back. We're going to keep rocking. Jesus said to him again, "Scripture says, never tempt the Lord your God." Once more, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms in the world and their glory. The devil said to him, I give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, this is what we got to fight back immediately. We can't wait and sob and cry over certain things. I understand there's a time for mourning and there's a place for mourning. But a lot of our attacks, we should come back immediately with the response to put the devil in his place. And I believe sometimes we forget that we got the power to put the devil where he belongs, and that's under our feet. Because the Bible says that all he can do is just grab our ankles. He can't kill us. He can't destroy us. He may put a little bit of pressure, but God said he can't destroy us. That's God's job. Okay? Jesus said to him, go away, Satan. Scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came to take care of him. The devil has to obey God's word as well. So if the devil obeyed God's word, shouldn't we have enough power to tell the devil where he belongs? Yeah. If the devil got to obey God's word? Yeah. So the devil has no power over you. There's no condemnation in Christ. Amen. And a few examples I wrote down to give us like an illustration of people of faith who knew their identity. If you go back in your spare time and look at Daniel in the lion's den, I know Jim went over that, had a series on that. So Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel knew who he was. He made it through the lion's den. He didn't fall to the temptations of the enemy. He was facing death. He knew who he was. He was in the wilderness. David versus Goliath. David knew who he was. David knew he had purpose. A strike of a stone killed the giant, 9 foot tall, however the Bible described Goliath to be. David knew who he was. And then Joshua, leading the people to the promised land. Joshua knew who he was. We have to know who we are. If we don't understand who we are, we will fall to every temptation that's out there. We won't get to the next step. In order for us to get to the next step, we have to know our identity belongs in Christ. His power is going to take us to the next step. So I looked at Colossians 3. What happens when we decide to go the route of Christ? There's a few scriptures here, so y'all just hang on with me for a little bit. All right, me too. All right. Since you were brought back to the life with Christ, focus on the things that are above, where Christ holds the highest position. That right there will help excel us to where we need to be. If we already got our eyes set on the prize, anything that we go through, we're just going to walk over. It's nothing to us. Now, somebody in the world, they gonna struggle. They have no hope. They have no viewpoint in life. They live day to day, or live moment to moment, or minute by minute. We don't have to do that. God, by what he did on the cross, places us in a position to excel every moment in our life. We don't have to fall back. If we fall back, it's because we chose to fall back. God already set the mark, and it's him. Every situation you go through in life, you put Jesus in front of that, and I guarantee you, you will come through. And I guarantee you, you're going to come out on the other side better than what you left. Verse 2, keep your mind on things above and not on worldly things. You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When he appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death whatever is worldly in you. Your sexual sin, perversion, passion, lust and greed. It is because of these sins that God's anger comes on those who refuse to obey him. Disobedience will kill us. If you say you are a Christian, just know if you disobey what thus says the Lord, or if you disobey what God has placed inside of you, you're going to have consequences. God set us at a higher standard, okay? Because when the world falls, who else they got to look to? It's going to be us. But if we out there acting just like them, why would they even come to us? It wouldn't be no need. What's the point of coming in that church? Well, he over here doing this. He was over here saying this. I do it too. Why wake up in the morning, come in here and listen to some dude telling me what I need to do? That's what the world sees. So we got to be careful of how we act outside these four walls. And I think sometimes we forget about that. People watch us. And the devil just waiting for that opportunity. It's what the scriptures say. He hide and watch. If y'all knew my Uncle Fred, he'd say, I hide and watch. I never understood what he was talking about. You hide and watch. All right. Well, I see now. Bless his heart, he's gone on. But let's see, what was that? You used to live that kind of sinful life. Also, get rid of your anger, hot tempers, hatred, cursing, obscene language, and all similar sins. Don't lie to each other. You've gotten rid of that person you used to be and the life you used to live, and you become a new person. This new person is continually renewed in the knowledge to be like its creator. Back to Genesis 1:27. We long for God. The earth groans for God. The earth groans for its creator. We should groan for our creator. We should want our creator daily. We want to be just like him. When we go meet with the Lord, you want them to say, what's that verse y'all was talking about? Well done, faithful servant. There you go. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. That's what we want. Just like a father, just like a son would want his father to acknowledge him, that's the same way we are with God. And when your father do, it makes you get bold, your chest stick out. Ladies, your father acknowledge you. You don't have much insecurity. So we need to make sure that our identity is always focused on Christ. Ephesians 2:12. This is where God took you from in this scripture. I just want to show y'all. I thought it was pretty cool. Also, at that time, you were without Christ. You were excluded from citizenship in Israel, and the pledges God made in his promise were foreign to you. You had no hope and were in the world without God. That's what God took us from. If you don't know Christ, that's where you at right now. You don't have no benefits. Like I said earlier, you don't have no hope. When your world crushed and when your season come, where you gonna turn to? You 5 steps of life ain't gonna help you out. That's out the door. Might as well forget about that. So where you gonna go? Verse 13 shows us if we choose Christ, where God will place us. 13 says, but now through Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Amen. Your salvation is not based on your feelings. Your salvation is based on your position. Your position will put you higher than where you used to be. And what I'm saying is, all right, if you walk into your job, right, say you just a lift truck driver. You walk in, you a lift truck driver. People look at you a little bit different. They don't probably take you that serious. Why? Because of your position. Now, you walk back into the job 3 months later and you a plant manager. And when people see you, now what they gonna look at you, they gonna take you pretty much serious. Because what? Your position. That's what salvation helps us out, because it puts us in a position to where we can stomp over the devil, where we can claim our increase, where we can claim our abundance, when we can claim healing. It puts us in a position to be fully blessed by God. Right. Now, God gonna take care of you just because you his child. But if you really accept who Jesus Christ is, if you really walk in the word every day, you will be able to withstand this world and whatever it brings to you. So I just encourage you guys to know who you are. Okay, let's not let the world tell you who you are. All right, I don't need somebody beside me to feel significant in life. I know who I am. And sometimes I just gotta be by Jim. I gotta be by Jim. Jim is a tool. Okay? He ain't no different than me and you. All right, our identity is in Christ. Now, when we up here talking, all we doing is filling you up with some energy to make it through the next week. All right? We shouldn't be your source. We shouldn't be your power source. This is your power source. That's your power source. All right? Now, no point, God been too good to this group of people for us to live a stagnant life, live a quiet life. There's so much success in here, it's crazy. Amen. I ain't never been around so many successful people in my life, never. So we should have something to praise God about. And I ain't always talking about money, y'all. I ain't talking about your bank account, which is nice. Don't get me wrong now. I wouldn't mind taking my little girl to Six Flags every weekend. You know, but we're blessed in love. Okay? We're blessed in these scriptures. You should be able to go to anybody in this church, and if you're struggling, that person should be able to lead you to the scriptures you need and lead you straight to Christ. And if that person can't do that for you, they probably wouldn't live an abundant life they claim they would be. They are. Really? That's just being honest. Come on, we are too blessed of a people to come in here quiet and I ain't want to praise God. Because just like that, things can just flip right upside down. It don't take much. But when those things flip upside down, will you still be his? Will you still be with the Creator? Is your image still looking just like Jesus Christ? Yeah. Yeah. We got to keep that in mind. Because everybody got a season. Me and my dad were just talking about that. Everybody got a season. When you go through your season, who you look like? You look like your mama? You look like your daddy? Do you resemble your boss? You should resemble Jesus. That's our power source. We can't go nowhere without him. We can't be without him. He's everything that we need. Everything that we need is found in him. Now, the stuff will come later, but God wants our heart. Amen. So let's start with our heart. Who you are, where your heart at today? Does your heart look like Christ? Or do it look like the world? Simple. If it look like the world, we need to work on some things. Because there's people out here that's hurting. There's people out here that need direction. And there's people out here in a quick minute can take their life. And if they come to us and we just... Y'all, we may not see that person the next day. And if God placed something on your heart to tell somebody, you best say it, because that blood is on your hands. When you had the opportunity to help that person's life turn around, and you, I don't know, he may get mad at me. I may be sitting in my supervisor's office. I've been through it. All right up in that guy, mad too. All I'm trying to do is help out, crazy joke. But anyway. I ain't even start that joke. But anyway. Just keep the main thing, and the main thing is Christ. All right? And that's why I just come here today to encourage y'all to know who you are, because we identify ourselves with everything else but Christ. Some people, I just got this information the other day, some people, not even homosexuals, but since they feel so connected to that community, they base it, well, I'm homosexual, just because they feel more love in that group of people. You know, some people ain't black, they may be Indians, well, I'm black, because I look more like them, I talk more like them. God don't care about that.
That's right.
That ain't gonna put you into heaven.
Right.
Only salvation of Christ is gonna get you into heaven.
Amen.
And then when we get saved, get ourselves connected with people that has the same vision as we got, that's trying to go to the same places we go. I ain't saying get connected with people that talk like we. I can get in conversation with somebody and talk about scripture all day, but is that person actually living that scripture? That's who I need to be around. The people that's actually putting action towards what they read, not just filling me up with a bunch of information. And I believe we got a lot of friends that's probably like that. We can sit back and we can chit-chat about scriptures back and forth, but are you really living it? Or you just saying it just so you just won't look bad in front of people? So get ourselves around people that's actually proactive when it comes to scripture. Because we are filled. When you filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't just put anything in your soul. It ain't gonna work. It's like, this is a new year, 2017. What you did in 2016 won't work. God said, I come to make all things new. How we praise in 2016 ain't gonna work 2017. You may need a new praise. Why? Because that person beside you probably just waiting for you to break out. They probably been in bondage the past 3 months, and you holding yours back. If you could have just let loose, you never know, that could have broke a chain in that whole family lineage. So we got to think eternal. Okay? Once we start thinking eternal, then we start seeing how God sees things. We start getting the bird's eye view. So I just encourage y'all to know who you are. You're not so bum on the street. You a child of God. The devil just can't tell you anything. You got the power to rebuke him. Put that scripture in his face and actually live it, not just say it. You got to live it. You got to walk in Christ daily. It's a forever change. Now, is God going to change who he is? No, but your seasons will change, but you got to understand to adapt to the word that's right here. Every season you go through, you should be able to get in this word and find out, well, God, how I'm going to get through it? Well, this right here, this is how you're going to get through it. Don't listen to what he say over here. Listen to what God say. And even after today, even though I read these scriptures to you guys, please go back and check for yourself. You got to trust God, not man. Okay? Because we gonna fail one another. That's just life. We break our promises, but God don't. God has unconditional love for us. We should have unconditional love for others, but sometimes things gonna happen to where that unconditional love just gonna come to a halt. You probably gonna be ticked off at a person for the next month or so. But God ain't like that. Now, once we get to that point to where God is, my God, we better change some lives. That's why we here, people. That's why we woke up this morning, to get filled. Because Monday morning, maybe when we walk out this door, we may cross a person that is struggling and that needs help, that needs guidance, that needs the love of God in their life. And we got to be ready and prepared. We have to be. So like I said, I just encourage y'all to know who you are. Don't identify yourself with the world. Identify yourself with Christ. You got to know the characteristics of Christ before you can know who he is. So if y'all remember anything today, remember, I have to know the characteristics of Christ so I can live the life that he's called me to live. So that's about all I got. I'm sitting there trying to think anything else I can tell the people, but I'm good.